reinventing yourself in a sense, or are you just doing the things you always did and the 4-3-3-4 thing is not really effective?
I feel like just being in the 4-3 defense gave me more opportunities to rush the passer. You know, playing 3-4 defense, I was asked to cover receivers and tight ends more. You know, being putting my hand back in the dirt just allowed me to go forward and backwards.
Did that appeal to you to be able to do that more often when you were seeking out a team? If you could, I'd kind of like to do the 4-3 end thing, or was it just work out that way?
You know, actually, when I came here, just looking at the team, you know, I was overall looking at the defense, seeing how guys was flying around on defense, getting after people. And I kind of felt like, you know, after talking to the coach that, you know, that's what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to rush the passer more than drop back in coverage. So I felt like, you know, with the kind of people that was on his defense and adding me in there, I felt like I can help the team win.
Did you bulk up at all?
No. Fuck, I've been this size forever. I mean, I was big playing outside linebacker in Pittsburgh, but now playing defensive end, I don't really need to do nothing at all. I mean, pretty much it's about getting to know one another. You know, when you have relationships with guys on your defense and you personally know guys, you go out there and you play different out there on the football field. And just being in the locker room these past few weeks doing off-season workout and first day OTAs, you know, guys just been in there joking around, playing around, you know, going bowling, doing different things. You know, that's just team camaraderie. And when you're doing things like that, that brings the team closer and closer together.
What are your thoughts about Coach Tarver?
I like him. He's always just fired up. He's always energized. You know, and he's a guy that you can tell like to get after the quarterback, and he's excited about this defense, and I'm excited to come here and play for him.
What impressions have you gotten so far, Khalil Mack? What have you seen from him as a rookie?
You know, just watching him today, he did a good job of pass rushing a few times. Like he's a guy that's, you know, when they have the opportunity to get after the quarterback, at least like he's going to get after the quarterback. You know, but, you know, not to downplay him or anybody on his defense, but you really can't tell what anybody does, you know, until you get the pads on and when we get out there in August.
That being said, what do you take from the first day of OTA? What did you see there today? What do you learn, if anything, from today's session?
It was just a learning session. You know, it was learning. It was new guys on this defense, new guys on this team. It was guys actually playing together for the first time, you know, going out there and communicating. So I kind of feel like, you know, just the whole OTA process is a learning experience, you know, opportunity to learn about one another.
How many guys on the team, you know their first name?
Only a few. You know, I know last names and nicknames, so I'm still learning first names.
How fine is that line, Lamar, between being excited that you're in on the ground level of what's supposed to be a rebuilding project and then being like, man, I'm part of a rebuilding project here?
You know what? After going back and looking at the film of the Raiders last year, I say looking at them because I wasn't here, they was in the game with a lot of games. You know, they just didn't finish. You know, so I felt like during this offseason, they went in and brought guys that went out there and know how to finish games. You know, you bring that in here with the attitude that a lot of these players have and this team have, and I think that, you know, you go to the next level.
Can that translate, you feel, to a playoff caliber team?
Yeah, and people said something about when I said that last time because I said that this was a playoff team. And I think that anybody that played this sport, that should be the main objective. If you come here saying, I'm just trying to be 8-8, I wouldn't want you part of my team. You know, anybody on this team, the objective in any sport, anything you play should always be the top and say, man, I want to win the Super Bowl. Anything less, I wouldn't want you on my team. So when they ask me, you know, what do you think about the team, I think that we're a playoff team. You know, that's the winning attitude. That's the attitude you need to have. If you think, oh, well, I just want to beat Denver, Denver's not the only team that you play. Or, you know, Kansas City, you have other teams that you have to beat as well. You know, and that's the winning attitude I think each guy has on this team. And that should be the attitude that you have. If not, I wouldn't want to play with you.
Do you think teams have to learn how to win, and can you and Justin help in that process, or is that a process to learn how to win games?
You know, you sometimes, like I said, you have to bring in players sometimes that come from winning programs that know how to win, and let them lead sometimes. You know, let them show you the way. And I think right now we have some veteran guys in here that's been in those type of situations that understands about winning. And the next thing you have to do is, you know, guys like us, we have to get the younger guys to buy into it. You know, when they buy into it, they want to win that Super Bowl. You know, they want to see what that confetti feel like. You know, and they just sometimes they fall in line and just do as you say.
Because of that, do you feel you can assert yourself right away, or do you still have to like kind of gauge locker room and feel where you have to push buttons?
I mean, you still have to do that. You know, even though you put in work and people respect you for what you did, you still have to come in and prove yourself. At least that's how I feel. You know, because the last few years for me hasn't been good. So I have to come here, and I feel like I have to, you know, rebuild myself as well.
Why do you think the last few years weren't that good for you?
Injuries. That's it. Anything else, I do what I do. I ain't trying to be cocky about it, but that just wasn't
me. Right now, everything as good as you've been the last few years, were you good every year going into camp and then got nicked during the year?
Yeah, I was good every year going into camp. Last year it was calf injuries. Year before that, I had a high ankle sprain, but they kind of blamed it on my hamstring. But, you know, it was a high ankle sprain injury, things you can't control. But, you know, calves and hamstrings is something that I have to take responsibility for and work on it, you know. And that's what I did this offseason, you know, and I'm ready to go right now and haven't been having those issues.
Did you do yoga or anything?
Huh?
What'd you do, yoga or?
Just worked hard. Worked out the problem. Focus on different things, went to go see different people. You know, different people have, say, different things about your calf. You know, you hear different players talking about using different people, so I wanted to go see what they had to offer, and that's what I went to go do.
Any surprise you about coming here in North California or here?
I come out here every year, actually, to Marshawn Sun Lynch football camp. So I come out here to the Bay Area for the past, like, 6-7 years. I mean, just the hardest transition is just me being from Michigan, having family be able to come up to the game. So now it's less tickets, so I mean more money that I'll be saving. You know, you don't have to worry about people calling last minute saying they're coming to the game, because you can't just drive up, you have to fly up. So that's the biggest difference.